Page 64. Cross-curricular focus. Medical ethics. Grave robbing. In 18th century England, before medical students became licensed surgeons, they were expected to learn about the human body through dissection of cadavers. At first, the only legal way of getting cadavers was to get the bodies of executed criminals. However, as the number of medical schools increased, the demand for dead bodies grew quickly. To meet this growing demand, robbing the graves of freshly buried bodies became common in the 18th and 19th centuries. If the soil was soft and the grave wasn't deep, a pair of thieves could dig up a body in about 1 hour. Then the grave robbers sold the body to medical schools. It was an easy way to make money. Occasionally, even medical students and professors robbed graves. The temptation to make money by selling cadavers to medical schools was so great that some people even murdered others for the purpose. In 1827, two British men, William Burke and William Hare, sold the body of a man who died while living in Hare's house to a medical school. They were very impressed by the money they made, so they murdered 16 more people and sold their bodies before they were finally arrested the following year. Several methods were used to prevent grave robbing. Some cemeteries placed iron cages around fresh graves. Others placed the bodies in vaults until they decomposed so much that robbers didn't want them. Often, family members guarded the graves for the first few nights after burial.